Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, good afternoon. Having a tough time with this one. You hate to lose to that team that way. A 3-0 lead at the end of six ends as a Royals loss. Royals lose in 10, 6-5 the final score. Phone lines are open for you. Let's talk about it. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's also our text line number if you want to get involved with today's post-game show. Again, the number, 913-586-7965. Just the second time this season the Royals have lost a game in which they led at the end of six. Now 21-2 when handing a lead like that off to the bullpen. No fault of Noah Cameron. This dude's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. The 25-year-old spins another quality start. Another six innings. Doesn't allow a single run today. Again, he's doing things we haven't seen since Fernando Mania back in 1981. Very impressive. I mean, everything that we've been saying about Chris Bubich, we can say almost the exact same thing about Noah Cameron. I mean, outside of the bid that Bubich is making to start the All-Star game, everything that we can say about him, we can say about Noah Cameron. So if you want this post-game show to turn into a Noah Cameron appreciation program, I'm fine with that. But Royals lose. Right? This is a team that is seeing the division not slip away. I guess I can't say slip away in early June. But my focus hasn't been on the Detroit Tigers since they left Kauffman Stadium this past weekend. Yeah, I hate to admit it, but when I look at the standings, I try not to do it very often, but when I look at the standings, I'm looking at the wild card. That's a loser's mentality, I know, but that's where I'm at. That's what this team has forced me to do. So when you're looking at the wild card, every loss is painful, and this one certainly fits into that category, and it hurts because of who a lion's share of the blame falls on. Bobby Witt Jr. Now, maybe I'm alone in this. Again, phone lines are open, 913-586-7965, but a bad throw to Michael Massey in the seventh inning and his inability to hang on to a pitch from Michael Massey in that seventh inning turn into a pair of runs allowing a 3-0 lead to turn into a 1-run lead at the end of 7. Bobby Witt Jr.'s, I've said it countless times, the best baseball player on the planet. And when you're that, we hold you to a different standard. When you're making that type of money for the next half decade, we're going to hold you to a different standard. You're the reigning Gold Glove winner at shortstop. You're one of the 5 most valuable players in the sport so far this season. I'm not down on Bobby, but I'm blaming him for this loss today. Now, you want to point at Taylor Clark or John Schreiber or another guy that's being paid handsomely in Carlos Estevez. You go right ahead. Now, Taylor Clark, you can't make that mistake to a dude that's swinging it for the fences every time he swings it like Ivan Herrera is. John Schreiber, those sinkers were way too tasty, man. I don't know if the goal was to split the plate consistently, but you certainly did that. And then Carlos Estevez, you can't, when you're ahead 0-2, leave a fastball there to Lars Nootbaar. So if you want to put it on the relievers, you want to put it on the manager for going to a particular reliever, you go right ahead. But if I'm going to sit here night in and night out and tell you that Bobby's the best player on planet Earth, you need to make those plays. 913-586-7965. The reason why I'm having a tough time with this game today isn't because they lost. I'm having a tough time being bummed out about the loss. Because when I lay the blame at the feet of Bobby Witt Jr., that makes it easy to turn the page because Bobby's going to be great tonight. Bobby's going to make every single defensive play tonight, and he's going to come through with the dish tonight, I promise you. I'm having a tough time being bummed out about a loss, even though I should. I'm having a tough time because, ladies and gentlemen, let me reintroduce him one more time. For the first time in about a month, the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino is back. How about that performance from Vin? Now, we could talk about the four-hit day, his second career four-hit game. But what has me excited is really what he's done over the past 2 weeks. The past 2 weeks of baseball, Vinny has drawn 4 walks and has 4 strikeouts. It's a split like that that led me to call him the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. Because in a big spot, he's going to come through. He's not going to get himself out. You have to get me out. But I'm undeniable. You're not getting me out. Undeniable at the dish, undeniable behind a microphone. The last 2 weeks, Vinny's batting .463. But more importantly than that, over the past 2 weeks, with runners in scoring position, a guy that a season ago was top 3 in the sport, Vinny batted .360 last year with runners in scoring position. Over the past 2 weeks, he's hitting .364 with runners in scoring position. So I know the Royals lost to their in-state rival, a team that many of you despise. I get it. Bobby's the reason why you lost, but I gotta be honest with you. There's way too much excitement bouncing around inside me today. After that performance from Vinny, knowing that Bobby's going to be so laser-focused in this nightcap with the return of Cole Reagans, I'm having a tough time being too crestfallen after this. A 10-run defeat at the hands of the Cardinals, 6-5 the final score. All right, let's hear from you. 913-586-7965. We're going to start off with Waylon in Kansas City. Waylon, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
All right, can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, good enough. What do you got?
Well, you basically missing all of my points. I'd like to say 2 things. Jonathan Indy is warming up pretty well, if you ask me. And then I have a couple questions. How do you feel about the trio of Witt, Pasquantino, and Caglione? And do you think we can retain them in the future?
Appreciate the phone call, Waylon. Really happy you mentioned Jonathan India, who started the game off with a home run, his first leadoff home run as a Royal. He sacrificed fly in the 9th inning, ties the game up at 4. A terrific day for Jonathan India, who has now reached base safely in 20 of his last 25 games. What do I think of the trio of Bobby, Vinny, and Jack Caglione? Well, with all due respect to Vinny, Cags and Bobby came with a lot more hype. To me, the promotion of Jack Caglione symbolizes a new era of Royals baseball where the World Series is the expectation for the next half decade. Every single year. Playoffs, obviously. But the World Series is now the expectation with those two leading the way. Can the Royals keep them long term? Well, Bobby's already locked up long term. Now, he has a decision to make at the end of the 2030 season when he's 30 years of age. And at that same time, at the end of the 2030 season, when Bobby's mulling, do I opt out? Do we make it quick? Do I opt out and you immediately give me a new contract? Or do I want to see my worth on the open market? While Bobby's struggling with that decision, Jack Caglione will be 27 and entering likely the final year of team control. So from now until then, to me, that's why I call it the new golden era of Royals baseball, because there's just no way around it. This organization has to do everything to win, to prove to Bobby that we are doing everything to win. Can they take care of Jack Caglione? Can they pay him? Yeah, they're paying Bobby Witt Jr. Once you pay that player, you can pay anybody. And you've already signed up for a $300 million deal with Bobby Witt Jr. So of course you can break off Jack Caglione or Vinny Pasquantino. I don't think there's a need to be in a rush to sign either of those two, an oft-injured first baseman or a right fielder slash first baseman. Now, listen, if Cags wants to sign today, I'd sign him, sure. Yeah, he wants to sign an 8-year deal right now, let's do it. Now, it's going to be very team-friendly because the guy's played 2 games in the big leagues. He's going to have to take somewhat of a haircut. And if I'm his representation, I'm telling him, no, we're not signing anything. Go put up a 30 home run season and then we'll come back to the negotiating table. But as I say that, I don't know Caglione's entire family. I don't know their background. I don't know their needs and their wants. So who knows? But yes, once you sign Bobby to that long-term deal, that should eradicate any concerns of, oh, we're in the small market and we're going to lose all of our favorite players. No, to me, the promotion of Jack Caglione signifies a time in which the Royals will now, moving forward, pay their great players, and their good players want to stick around. It's very Mahomes-Kelsey-esque. Great players, the Chiefs take care of them. Good players already want to come here, so you don't have to do much dancing to try and get them to stick around. Waylon, I appreciate the phone call, buddy. Let's go to Scott in Sioux Falls. Scott, you're next up on 96.5. Oh, we lost Scott. I apologize. Let's go to Guy in Holden. Guy, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals fall in extras. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me good?
I got you.
Okay. I want to know when we're going to start talking about Quintero's bad decision after bad decision after bad decision over and over and over again.
We'll get it started.
I think that law is squarely on him today because you had a kid pitching. They didn't have a run scored with his 82 pitches, and we start bringing in people. I don't get that. You bench Caglione. You bench your kid that everybody talked about to get all the excitement, and you bring in Canna because for defense, so Caglione doesn't get the bat?
No, they brought in John Rave for defense, and then they brought in Mark Canna for his bat.
Right, versus Caglione's. I don't get that. This is a kid. He's the most dangerous hitter on our bench. He's the guy that can clear the fence every time. And he swing, not Mark Canna. You know?
No, they didn't replace. Yeah. No, I appreciate the phone call. Again, they didn't replace Cags with Canna. Now, if you were listening to the On Deck show, I told you this was going to happen. Royals find themselves up by 1 late in the game. If Cags just came to the dish, he's going to be replaced. Jack Caglione today played in his 15th game as a professional in the outfield. They've all come in the past 2 months. Prior to that, you got to go back to high school the last time this guy was running around in the grass. So Royals lead this game 3-2 after Cags' at-bat in the 8th inning. Bottom of the 8th inning, Royals are 6 outs away from the win. Are you going to leave a 6'5", 250-pound Hulk in right field that's still learning the position? Or are you going to put in the second-best defensive outfielder on the team? Q made the right decision, and a decision we should probably get used to for a while. John Rave comes in. He's a much better defender. But in the top of the 10th inning, when his spot in the lineup comes up and it's to face a lefty, well, you're going to pinch hit the lefty killing Mark Canna. Thanks for the phone call. So that's the explanation of the Caglione move. Get used to that. That's going to happen. Credit to Jack Caglione, who today comes through with his first big league knock and RBI double to put the Royals up 2-0 in the fourth. And wow, Caglione really had the full 2025 Royals experience. A heartbreaking loss. He's stranded on second base as, man, that Drew Waters punch out after the RBI double from Cags. That had a little star next to it. Drew, you got to advance the runner. You got to get the job done there, and he certainly did not. And when you lose in extras, you're going to go back and nitpick. And you know what? Everyone's going to be correct when they use the benefit of hindsight. Guy says this one's on cue for going to John Schreiber in the seventh, or maybe it's because he went to Taylor Clark in the eighth. Okay, no, you wanted Noah Cameron to come back out in the seventh. Okay. To me, Cameron did his job. Six innings of shutout baseball. You're telling me this bullpen's not good enough to get the final nine outs? Well, Schreiber, make better pitches. And again, Bobby, make the play. You want to blame the manager? That's fine. Me, I blame the players. That's just how I do things on the postgame show. Doesn't mean I'm right. But if Bobby Witt Jr. is the best player on the planet, the best player on the planet makes those two plays in that seventh inning and those two runs never come in to score and you never call in to blame it on Q because the zero's put up. But I appreciate you listening. Royals lose in 10 innings. They're now 4-3 this season in extras, 32-30 for the season. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. We'll take our first quick timeout. Get right back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
And welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Now deals. And a swing and a hard shot by the first baseman, Contreras, down the right field line. Salvi coming around third. He's going to score. Jack Caglione's first major league hit is an RBI double, and the Royals take a 2-0 lead. He scalded that baseball.
Wow. The 22-year-old yanks an 0-2 curveball that's down but over the dish. He yanks it down the right field line, and Salvi's picking him up and putting him down. Salvi comes around to score. Royals go up 2-0. Vinny would drive in a run an inning later, and the Royals up 3-0 at the end of 5, at the end of 6. But two runs come in to score in the 7th for St. Louis. They get two more in the 8th. Royals tie it in the 9th, but lose in 10. Series is now evened up at a game apiece. The nightcap with Cole Reagans on the bump. First pitch, 6:45. We have another on-deck show coming your way at 5:30. But Jack Caglione's first big league hit, extra base hits, and RBI was today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Let's go to Vaughn in Blue Springs. Vaughn, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Great to hear from you, Vern. I got a couple things for you. First of all, thought Noah Cameron was awesome on the mound again today. I was wondering if you thought he should be slotted in there for Lorenzen, as he's been struggling recently. Another thing, I think the batting lineup we've had today and yesterday was pretty interesting. I like the power right there in the middle, but man, Jack has brought some energy to this team. Thanks for taking my call, Vern.
Certainly. I mentioned it earlier today on the On Deck show. I'm sure a lot of it has to do with Jack, right? The presence that he is in the lineup. I mean, there's just no question that other teams attack this lineup differently when you have that monster in the sixth spot. I mean, you even saw it in the eighth inning, the way that Ali Marmol used his pitching staff going to the bullpen before Cags comes to the dish. I don't know if he's going to the bullpen if it's John Rave in that spot, if it's Nick Lofton in that spot. So, sure, yeah, Cags has as much, if not more, power than anybody on this team. So his name comes up early in the pitchers' meetings. Also, yeah, within the clubhouse, you know, to see a young man like that with his family in the house, it reminds everyone of their big league debut, and it might remind you of the joy that you played with when you first started off your big league career. Maybe it loosens guys up a little bit. Maybe it ticks some guys off that we're doing so poorly. You have to go to the minor leagues. I know he's a prospect and a former first-round pick, but this is where it's gotten to. You know, MJ, Renfro, we're cutting guys left and right. We're going to the minor leagues. We're bringing up the whole AAA. I mean, who knows the psyche of a ball club? But there's no doubt that the presence of Jack Caglione makes this team better than it was this time last week. But also, you know, Michael Garcia. Maybe Michael in the three spot is the new Lorenzo Cain in the three spot. Or we could go back to the big three. Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. Bobby drives in 4 on Tuesday in Jack's debut. Vinny and Salvi each came through with 2 outs and a man in scoring position back on Tuesday. Right, the big three in Jack's debut looked like the big three that we saw all of last season. They looked Herculean on Tuesday. And today, Bobby scores another run. Vinny picks up another knock with a runner in scoring position. Salvi picks up another extra base hit, so I'm sure it's a combination of all of it. Jack's presence, Mike Cal and the new look lineup, and of course, the guys that we've been waiting on for months showing up to work. Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi getting the job done. Vinny batting .352 since the start of May. Vinny has an on-base streak of 20 games for the third time in his career, an on-base percentage of .435 in that stretch. Vinny is, without question, with all due respect to Noah Cameron. Yeah, I'm doing it. To me, a four-hit day from Vinny, where he comes through with a runner in scoring position, is slightly more impressive than what Noah Cameron did today, which is amazing that my mouth just let those words come out. Noah Cameron spends six innings of two-hit baseball, and, yeah, okay, well, I'm kind of used to you going six and a third. No, you need Vinny just as much as you need, if not more, than you need Noah Cameron. So, Noah, I apologize, but, man, you got a stack of those free meals on the way to your house. Vinny Pasquantino is today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, and for it, he and his wife will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. So again, congratulations to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Vinny Pasquantino, who picked up a four-hit day, the Royals' second four-hit performance of the season. Cole Reagans has been activated, and the counter move is Thomas Hatch. We barely knew you, buddy. Thomas Hatch was activated earlier today, added to the 40-man roster, and he's now been designated for assignment. So that means Noah Cameron, my friends, rides again. Michael Lorenzen will make the start Sunday in Chicago against the White Sox, and then, you would assume, make his way to the bullpen. So Noah Cameron, after six innings of shutout baseball, even better news, you ain't going anywhere, brother. Let's go back to the phone calls, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Mean Machine in Roswell. Mean Machine, go ahead.
Josh, thank you so much. Mingy, if we had a few more Italians on this team, we'd probably be right around second place. But what I want to ask you, though, my friend, is with this pitching access that we have, can we trade somebody for, you know, a good outfielder that hits, you know, 20, 25, 30 home runs this year?
Aren't a lot of those guys available. Appreciate the phone call. Not a lot of those guys currently available because there aren't many teams waving the white flag. Now, my first response is, why trade anybody from the big league roster? Now, to me, that's still, and I get this is a small market, but it's a small market mindset. Now, I want the best 26 players. I don't want to part with Bubic or Lugo or Cameron or Lorenzen. Lorenzen's going to be a good bullpen arm. He's a good arm, and it's only going to get better in shorter spurts. So, yeah, take something from the minor leagues. I don't care about the potential of fill in the blank. It's potential. Trying to win now. To go back to my original point, the promotion of Jack Caglione symbolizes a new mindset in Kansas City. The same way you think about the Kansas City Chiefs, you need to start thinking about the Kansas City Royals. I know it's a different sport, and the finances are different. NFL, salary cap, and Major League Baseball, a soft cap. But all you care about is winning a Super Bowl on the other side of the parking lot. That's the focus now. Because I'll reiterate, at the end of that 2030 season with that new stadium, Bobby has a decision. The organization will have a decision as it pertains to Jack Caglione. But as of right now, you have two of the most marketable players on the planet repping Kansas City. Cags has played two games, but you see what that beautiful monster looks like. Telling me Major League Baseball is already putting its full force behind him. They know Cags is the truth. Now, you have these two together for the next 5.5 years. I'm not trying to nickel and dime my way through the next 5.5 years. Go for it. Attack it. Part with the prospects if you have to. They did that last year to acquire Ursag, to acquire Hunter Harvey. Go do that again. So that's my initial reaction. But to your more poignant point, in order. Now, the only thing that I would, the only reason why I would ask you to pump the brakes is, you know, the injury that we've already seen to Cole Reagans, dealing with the groin injury, you know, the finger issue with Seth Lugo. Oh, Michael Wacha's not getting any younger. I hope that a month from now, as we're sitting a few weeks away from the trade deadline, I hope that the Royals are still 5, 6, 7 deep as it comes to starting pitchers. Because remember, Kyle Wright, the 29-year-old right-hander that won 20 games with the Braves, he made a rehab start last night in Omaha, pitched really well. So he could also help out. It seems right now that the Royals have plenty of depth when it comes to starting pitching. We were saying that a month ago, and then all of a sudden Lugo and Reagans went on the IL at the same time. Now, if it was up to me and I'm going to trade somebody, yeah, Michael Lorenzen would be the first one. If someone wants to put him in their rotation, I'll part with him. So I'll be wearing a Michael Lorenzen jersey coming up on Sunday. We want him to carve up the White Sox, carve them up enough to tantalize another general manager that maybe will part with a bat or two that you like to acquire Michael Lorenzen and a prospect that they might like. You know, Chris Bubich, that to me seems more like an off-season conversation. Seth Lugo, man, that's a difficult conversation because he needs to prove that he's back. Needs to prove that he's healthy and back to the Cy Young form that we saw a season ago. If he does that over, from here on out, maybe we could have the conversation of Seth Lugo being that trade piece to bring in a 25-30 home run type of bat. Still might not be that easy because, again, you're trading 2.5-3 months of Seth Lugo. He can opt out and he will, likely. I mean, barring injury, Seth Lugo's opting out at the end of the season. Thanks for the phone call, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Chris in Lee Summit. Chris, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are we doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm living a dream. Hey, so to touch base on one or two things here, if I can. You know, I've played, I've also coached, and now I currently umpire at the collegiate level. So I've seen the aspect of from all three different avenues. Players got to play, and they're going to make errors. Things like that happens, although we don't want our star shortstop to have any of those errors. You know, obviously he's supposed to be the leader. I'm not to say he's not. But managing, it's not the coach's fault other than maybe managerial moves. I think I would have handled things differently with the bullpen in today's game, and a lot of that also goes to the fact that it's a doubleheader. I don't know if today's script for game one was based off of what he was going to do yesterday prior to the weather delay, and he just kind of made that game one part plan today. But when you have situations like that and you have a doubleheader, it takes a little bit more strain on the pitching. You want to make sure that the starters can go a little bit deeper, and if they can't, then you can kind of adjust fire from there. I think I would have rather seen maybe Hoffman or Cruz in today's game. Game
over
one.
Schreiber?
I'm not really sold on Schreiber yet. You know, he's up and
down. But you're
down
sold on Andrew Hoffman.
Great. Well, in that situation, honestly, I wouldn't have taken my young stud Noah out until he needed to be taken out. I think that six was great. Well, I think he could have went seven.
You're up 3-0. So you want to wait until he's in a jam before you go to the bullpen?
I haven't seen him in a jam yet, though, Vern. I'd like to see what the kid can do. And, you know, if you are going to take him out in the sixth after the, with the lead, I think chalking up some innings would be maybe a Lynch deal versus a Schreiber deal. But that's just the way I would have handled it if it was me managing the bullpen. But, you know, it's up to how they are planning on playing game two with Reagans on the mound. So if Reagans is expected to go seven or more, then you don't have as much – use for the arms in the bullpen, and you can use that in game one. But that split series, that's where it puts a little bit more strain on the manager on who he moves and puzzle pieces.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the phone call. You're up 3-0 after six. The bullpen and the defense gagged it away. I don't think it has anything to do with Cole Reagans. Yeah, but that's me. Okay, thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. We're 9 outs away from a victory, and you gagged it away. That's, listen. Hindsight and, the final score is on your side. I put Noah back out there to face Contreras, Herrera, and Arenado, three right-handers. You're right. We haven't seen him in a jam yet this year. But, yeah, I mean, you're always right with the benefit of hindsight. I prefer to give the reliever a clean inning, but, hey, all right, let's move on. Let's go to Alex in Lee Summit. Alex, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, love your show, bud. Great work. My question is, assuming we keep this core team together the next 3 or 4 years, what's our ceiling and what's our floor? All this and all fair. Thanks.
Well, I'm going to answer that in how I think you should carry yourself. I think every year the floor is in the floor, a wild card chase. To me, the floor is making the playoffs. When you have the best player on the planet, when you have a prodigious power threat in Jack Caglione, in the payroll and the... Yeah, I mean, look at the rotation. Like the kind of money that you're spending, right? $16 million on Waka, $15 million for Seth Lugo. The way that you allowed Jack Caglione to be fast-tracked to the big leagues, the way you allowed him to earn his way this quickly to the big leagues, tells me that you're not pinching pennies. You're not playing with service time. You're not acting like a small market team. Now, maybe trades, okay, the Brady Singer trade, a possible Chris Bubich trade, things like that, okay, that's, I don't even know if that's reflective of a small market team because that's just a good front office. I think the Dodgers would do the same thing. You're not going to sign all of your guys, especially when you're the Dodgers and you can spend big money on free agents. Yeah, so that's my answer. The floor is making the playoffs, and the ceiling is contend for the world title. I mean, getting to the playoffs means you're contending for the world title. And I just don't see how this organization can take a step back over the next 5.5 years. You know, barring injury, we're done with evaluation seasons. We're done with rebuilding. The only rebuilding is building a new stadium. You're not taking steps back before that stadium opens. It's full go. So hold their feet to the fire. The expectation is get to the playoffs and win the whole damn thing. That's how I see it. How about you? 913-586-7965. Noah Cameron, 5 starts in, 5 quality starts. The Royals now have 31 quality starts on the season. Only the Philadelphia Phillies have more. Let's go to Steve in North Kansas City. Steve, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Vern. I'm going to chip in on a couple of points from the game. First of all, I agree with you. I'm totally okay with Kegs being replaced defensively, especially after making the last out in the inning before, and it's going to be 9 more at-bats before he comes up. I think that's something I agree with you that you're going to see, especially in the short term, for some time. I am not okay with the replacement of Cameron after 82 pitches. I was kind of watching the game. Quite frankly, I thought he would come out for the next inning. I was a little surprised he didn't. He really wasn't taxed. He had one a little bit of a high-stress inning. It really wasn't even high-stress. He had, I think, 20 pitches or maybe one over 20, but that was the only one.
Yep.
Well, was it 25?
Second inning, yep.
The Cardinals' kryptonite is really left-handed pitching, so I was really excited to see we had two left-handers going today, starting today, and, you know, the possibility of sweeping the Cardinals. But I think we need to start, especially if we go with a six-man rotation, and maybe we won't, right? Short-term, we're going to with Bubik being moved to the Yankee series, which is great. But I think we need to stretch these guys out a little bit more, especially he's a younger pitcher. He's now got 5-6 starts under his belt. And, you know, save the bullpen and a doubleheader. You know, both teams are going to be taxed in the second game tonight, bullpen-wise.
Real quick, no bullpen's been used less than the Royals' bullpen.
I understand, buddy. You and I have talked a lot, spring training and everything else, but that one, it's just my opinion, but I think that Cameron should have gone out for the seventh.
Yeah, fair enough, and it appears that most are on your side. I appreciate the phone call. Always nice hearing from you, Steve. Thank you. 913-586-7965. So Cameron was, 18 pitches away from reaching 100. His last time out, he went 92 pitches, 82 the time before that, 81 the time before that. So, yeah, okay. Appreciate the phone call. We're just going to have to agree to disagree. I want that relief corps that had a 3-0 lead. I want them pitching with a clean inning. Because when do you pull Cameron? Let's say Contreras reaches with the double.
Okay.
Now do we go to Schreiber with the man in scoring position? We could play this game all day, but hey, you know what? I do appreciate the fact that I don't believe either Steve, nor Alex, nor Chris are using the benefit of hindsight. Just listening to their thoughts, it seemed as if as the game was going on, you were thinking, mistake. Do not go to the bullpen. Keep riding, big fella. And that's fair. I can appreciate that. Always appreciate the phone calls. Noah Cameron, on average, through his first 5 starts, he's giving you 6 1/3 innings every time he takes the ball. His ERA is now 0.85. He's allowed a grand total of 25 base runners in 31 2/3 innings of work. Remarkable stuff. My game notes following this, a 6-5 loss in extra innings. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. All right, let's go to Jimmy in Baser. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, Jimmy.
What's going on, Vern?
What's up, dude?
Hope all is well with family. Here's my question. Does this team got the possibility of being better than the 14 and 15 teams?
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, with the trade deadline still ahead of them, right now they're not better than either one of those teams.
That's a fair point.
But yeah, they got plenty of time. We got 100 games to go.
Yeah, that's all I needed.
There you go. Jimmy, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, listen, Reagan's is about to return. Lugo's back. Cameron's not going anywhere. Bubic has the lowest ERA in Major League Baseball. And Michael Wacha's as good as he's ever been. So you have the best rotation in the American League, at least. Now, 2015, the rotation didn't get rounded out until August, right? Until Johnny Cueto showed up. 2014's rotation was outstanding, but it wasn't the best in the American League. It was very good, but neither of those two teams had the best rotations. They had the best bullpens. They had the best bullpens, especially in October. And shoot, when you look at this Royals team, who's going to the bullpen come October? Think about that. Wacha, Reagans, Lugo, Bubich, who do you, Cameron, who goes to the bullpen? So pitching staff-wise, come October, yeah, they might be able to go toe-to-toe with those championship pitching staffs. Offensively, man, that 2015 team was a squad. That's why they won the whole damn thing. Now, you need to make a move or two. Cags needs to hit. India needs to continue to do what he's been doing of late. India, by the way, absolutely owns the Cardinals. He's a lifetime 321 hitter against them. No, the offense needs some work. The defense needs some work as well if they're going to match those 14-15 teams. But pitching-wise, and it always begins with pitching, you have a chance. And if you have a chance on that front, you have a chance overall. Appreciate the phone call, Jimmy. We'll take our final quick timeout. Don't forget, CDOT's coming your way with the drive beginning at 5 o'clock. We're back to your phone calls as the Royals drop Game 2 in St. Louis, 6-5-10. Back with more after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and blasted deep into left center field. Burleson is at the wall, and it's gone for a leadoff home run.
Jonathan India's first leadoff home run as a Royal put the boys on the board, gave them a 1-0 lead. That lead would grow 3-0 at the end of six, but the Royals fall in 10. Cardinals 6, Royals 5. Royals are now 25-2 when they lead at the end of 7. But we're blaming the manager on this one. Yep. No, not the $300 million shortstop that misplayed two balls in that two-run seventh inning. No, we're blaming the manager. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Let's go to Tim in Lee Summit. Tim, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Vern. You know, I'm sure you're sick of hearing it. I'm not blaming the manager solely on the game for taking Cameron out, but I wasn't just looking at it after we put Shriver. And I turned to my buddy and said, why are we taking Cameron out at 82 pitches when we have to play another game tonight? We ended up using six pitchers total. If Cameron, he's been getting out of jams all day. If Cameron comes in, you don't know what would have happened. He could have pitched three pitches and there could have been two outs.
He's yeah, Bobby could have booted two out. Balls for him, too.
Well, he doesn't normally do that, does he? That's just a freak. I mean, that's a freak incident. That
right,
doesn't normally
so why
happen.
Can't – and the Royals don't normally blow leads after seven. That's exactly my point.
Okay, well, my point is I'd rather have Noah Cameron at 80 pitches than John Shriver in the game after he's proven all night he can get out of a jam. That's my point. My other point I wanted to make, there was two times in the game. When one of the times we had a runner on second, nobody out. The other time we had first and second, one out with Mikel up to bat. And I really wanted Mikel to bunt to make it second and third with one out and Vinny and Salvi coming up.
In
that
the
doesn't
third
make
inning?
Any sense. I don't remember what inning it was when Mikel was up first and
yeah,
second,
it's
no out.
It's the third inning
hitter.
And
yeah,
your best bat's at the dish. Okay.
Your best bat's Mikel Garcia?
This season he's been, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but he has speed, too. In a short-run game, it's 2-3-run game. I'm getting the guys a second and third for your power hitters. And that happened twice today. We could have had a sack fly, and both those were up five runs. We wouldn't even be having this discussion. We wouldn't have six pitchers pitching. All of our availability could have been left.
Why? Why wouldn't you have? Why wouldn't
you
have?
What do you mean? We could have had Esteves available tonight. We could have had Shriver available tonight. We could have had several guys available tonight. Who knows what they're going to do in game two now? We didn't even take a chance of bringing him back in the seventh. That's my point.
Wow. Tim, I appreciate the phone call. I'd advise you to hit up a church. You sound pretty scared about this night game. Good God. You're up 1-0 with two on and nobody out in the third inning, and we want bunts? Yeah. Thank God this closing music has started. And I'm back on the air in 35. All right. CDOT's coming your way next. It was a fun season, but... Now, Q ruined it. Talk to you in a little bit. Pick your head up. Act like you've been here before. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.